Welcome to the Kingdom of God. Hi, my name is Guy. I'm the Outreach Minister of True Ministries, and I want to welcome you into the Kingdom of God. And I know that you have taken a step in faith by receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior into your heart, and that you've surrendered your life to God. So, when you do this, there are certain things that we need to do, and I want to give you this tape and some information and some prayers and how to prepare yourself. But first, let's pray. Holy Spirit, I welcome you. Help me pray. Father, in the name of your Son Jesus, I come before you. And I ask, Lord, as I apply the blood of Jesus upon all these listeners, that you would open their ears to hear, their eyes to see, and their heart to receive what the Spirit of the Lord is telling them today. Lord, I ask that you'll draw them closer to you and that your anointing will be upon them to destroy the yoke of bondage and that your perfect will and that your kingdom would manifest in their lives and that they would bear fruit for your glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen. Now, if you heard how I prayed, understand that whatever we do, whatever we ask of the Father, we ask in the name of Jesus from this day forth. Now, there are a couple things that you have been given with this tape. So I would like you to grab the Welcome to the Kingdom of God card and let's look at it. Now, I want to ask you if you have a Bible that you would please grab it before we continue on and you can just stop the tape. Most of the time when we give out Bibles, we give out a New Testament, which is an easy Bible, and the Bible is called The Greatest is Love. But it's easy to read. Now, I want you to understand, if you look at the Welcome to the Kingdom of God card, and it says, today you've been chosen by God to be a part of His body. Now remember something. You didn't choose God. God chose you. He called you, and you were willing to say yes. So as you came, either you came to a church, you came to a meeting somewhere, and you decided to receive Jesus Christ and your Lord as your Lord and your Savior, it's because God had called you. He had unctioned you. He's been calling you for a while. So He chose you. You didn't choose Him. And I want you to understand something, that it's truth that sets you free from things. There are many people who have many beliefs, but it's the truth that saves you, not just your belief. It is truth, because there are people who believe in many other things and they're not saved. Jesus Christ is the only one that can save you. The whole world needs a Savior. I mean, look at it. Look how the dates are made. Isn't it 1997 A.D., which means after the death of Christ? That's what the world assumes it means, is after the death of Christ. Well, then why doesn't the world receive Jesus? There are many different religions out there. There are many religions who don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, but they have a relationship with their works. And it's by grace, by His gift, that you are saved. And you receive these by faith. See, because you were born with a measure of faith. So you came into the kingdom of God, not because you chose to, it's because God chose you. So, let's go back to the Welcome to the Kingdom of God card. It says, today you have been chosen by God to be a part of His body, to be a part of His family. As a child of God or a new baby in Christ, you are a new creation. Now, I want us to turn to 2 Corinthians 5:17, and I know that some of you don't know where all of these scriptures are, but if you have that Bible that we gave you, it's all the New Testament. So, turn to the New Testament, and turn to 2 Corinthians. Now you can look at the top of the pages, and it will tell you what the books are. And these are called the books. In other words, you'll see 2 Corinthians, and it's the book of 2 Corinthians, which is the second book of Corinthians, chapter 5 and verse 17. Everything is numbered so that you can find it. So let's turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. And we're going to read it together. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Okay? It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. In verse 8, it says, now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. In verse 9, that is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and have committed to us the word of reconciliation. What he's saying is, he has forgiven you. When you ask God for your forgiveness, the blood of Jesus has cleansed because he paid the price for you on the cross. When you ask Jesus to come in your heart, you first ask for forgiveness. From that moment on, you are becoming a new creation, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. And from this point on, you are going to continue to change. Continue to change. Okay? So these are just some steps that you need to go through. So let's just read the first part again. It says, today you've been chosen by God to be a part of his body. As a child of God or a new baby in Christ, you are a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 gives you the reference. And there are steps to protect yourself every day. Now let's go to step one. And it says, remember the Holy Spirit is our teacher in truth. Well, right now I'm just going to ask you to trust in the Word of God. Trust in God. And I want you to understand that the Bible is not just the book. I want you to look at it as the voice of God. And God will speak to you through His Word. Because you and I, in other words, you're hearing my words come out of my mouth. Well, if I was to write these words down, you could read them anytime. Well, that's what God did. These words came out of his mouth. They were written down for you to have fellowship and to understand and to have knowledge. Because God says that my people perish for lack of knowledge. So God wants to give you knowledge and wisdom and understanding. And when Jesus was here, he was baptized in water. That's what we have to do. We have to follow Jesus. Now, it doesn't mean that you're not going to be saved if you're not baptized in water, because there are people who have received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and didn't get baptized in water right away and died, but they went home. So, I am just sharing, these are things that God has commanded us to do. So, Jesus, he was Jesus, he got baptized in water. And when he came up from the water, the Holy Spirit came upon him. Now, first of all, let's turn to John. Now, these are called Gospels, and the Gospels are called Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And after those books, all the books after that are letters that Paul wrote, okay? These letters are called epistles, now except for Hebrews and Revelations. But I don't want to get in depth with all of this, so I just want you to understand that the Gospels and the Epistles in the whole Bible from cover to cover was inspired by the Holy Spirit. It is the voice of God. So let's go to the Gospel of John. It's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we're going to go to the 14th chapter. Verse 16 and 17, the 14th chapter. And it states, hallelujah. This is Jesus speaking. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. In verse 18, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Now remember something. The Holy Spirit, did you ever hear anybody say the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? Well, the Holy Spirit is our teacher, and He brings us to all truth. Now let's go to stay in John. Let's go to the 16th chapter and go to verse 13. Let's go to the 16th chapter and go to verse 13. And we're going to read from 13 to 15. And this is Jesus speaking. And He says, however, when He, who is He? The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. He will glorify Me, and He will take of what is Mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are Mine. Therefore, I said that He will take of Mine and declare it to you. See, all things that the Father has were given to Jesus, and Jesus is now giving them to you through the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit doesn't speak on His own behalf. He speaks on the voice of God to bring glory to the Lord. Now, the Spirit of God is the Lord. Okay? Now, I don't want to bring confusion. I just want you to understand that if you'll read step one, remember to, the Holy Spirit is our teacher and truth. We are to invite Him because He will help us pray. So when you get up in the morning, Holy Spirit, I welcome you. Help me pray, Holy Spirit. Revive me. When you begin to read the Word of God, invite the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, Jesus was here and He could only minister to so many people. But when Jesus died and rose again and went home and sat at the right hand of the Father, He sent His Spirit. He sent the Holy Spirit that He can minister to everybody in the world. So when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, to ask God that you be filled with His Spirit. Invite the Holy Spirit. Okay? Now let's turn to Romans, which is a letter or an epistle. And that is right after the book of Acts. Romans 8:26. And like I said, if you need to stop the tape, you stop the tape till you get there. Romans 8:26, and it states, likewise, the Spirit, who is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. But I'm telling you, that's all you have to do is now ask the Holy Spirit to help you pray. He will lead you to all truth, and He will guide you. Okay? Remember, He's your friend. He's the Lord. He's there with you, and He will not leave you. Amen? Good. Now let's go to step two. Put on the full armor of God. Let's turn to Ephesians. Now that's a letter in the New Testament. And we're going to turn to Ephesians chapter 6. And verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. And it states, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil or the trickery of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Do you understand that? You're not wrestling against flesh and blood, okay? But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Wow. Therefore, verse 13, therefore take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Verse 14, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. So I want you to look as a Roman soldier. When you get up in the morning, you go to work, whatever, you're going about your day, you don't go out naked, right? I mean, you'd have a lot of problems if you did. But what you do is you put on clothes. Well, when you put on the full armor of God, you don't want to go out naked either. So what I ask the Lord every morning, I take my time and I go through my Welcome to the Kingdom of God card. I go through my confessions. And I ask the Father, I say, Father, would you please dress me with the full armor of God? Now look, as a warrior, a soldier, what does a soldier have? Well, he's got a belt that goes around his waist. We're going to call that the belt of truth. Having girded your waist with truth, that's the belt of truth. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Well, they used to have these big breastplates of metal, and we're going to call that righteousness. Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Well, you're putting your shoes on of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Well, you have a shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. All the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet, which you have a helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Then it states, praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Now, my concern is that you understand being dressed with the full armor of God. And you might want to write on the back of this card, getting dressed. So you might want to write the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. Now, I want you to understand something, that the sword of the Spirit is not what you pull out with your hand. It's what you speak out of your mouth. From this day forth, I want you to understand that the word Spirit means breath. So put your hand in front of your mouth and blow on it. You feel something, right? Well, see, you're fighting not flesh and blood. You're fighting evil spirits. So the only way that you're going to fight a spirit and defeat him is in the spirit realm. And by speaking the word of God, by praying, you're defeating the evil spirits that are coming against you. Okay? So every day we want to get dressed with the full armor of God. But first we want to invite the Holy Spirit, and we want to get dressed with the full armor of God, and we want to speak these things, because spirit means breath. And you're not going to move the powers of darkness away with your thoughts, but you will with your breath, because spirit means breath. So whatever you ask, whenever you pray, you're going to ask in the name of Jesus, and you're going to put the full armor of God by speaking it. Okay? Now let's go to number three, step three. Now this is Psalms 91. Psalms 91 is in the Old Testament. Okay? Now, some of you only have a New Testament. But I'm going to, with your other material, you have Psalms 91. And in Psalms 91, it says, this is how you're to read it, because it's a prayer for you. It says, if I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, I will abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. In other words, if you seek Him, and when you draw nigh to Him, He'll draw nigh to you. And the next verse says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. In Him I will trust. So you want to speak this. As you hear me speak this to you, you want to speak this and declare it. And it says, surely He will deliver me from the snare of the evil trapper and from the dangerous diseases. He will cover me with His feathers, and under His wing I will take refuge. His truth will be my shield. And I will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor of disease that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it will not come near me. Only with my eyes will I look and see the reward of the wicked. Because I have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, my dwelling place. Therefore, no evil shall befall me, nor shall any plague come near my dwelling. for he shall give his angels charge over me, to keep me in all of my ways. And in their hands they shall bear me up, lest I dash my foot against a stone. I shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and serpent I shall trample underfoot. Because I have set my love upon the Lord, therefore he will deliver me. He will set me on high because I know his name. I will call him and he will answer me, to be with me in times of trouble, to deliver me and to honor me. With long life he will satisfy me and show me his salvation. In Jesus' name. That's a promise to you. But you know what? You got to confess these promises of God. You got to speak them. And as you speak them, you're moving the hand of God. And God is sending the angels around you. He's empowering you. And as you saw in step two, he's dressing you with the full armor of God. In step one, he's sending the Holy Spirit. So these are things that we need to do. Okay? Good. Let's go to step four. Apply the blood of Jesus on yourself and your family and your possessions. Now, I have a separate teaching for some of these things, but I just want you to trust in the Word of God. Remember I told you that spirit means breath. Spirit means breath. Now, some of you might have seen some of the old movies of Moses. And in Revelations 12:11, it states that the saints, which you are a saint now, overcame the devil by their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. Now, on you is the blood of the Lamb. And in Exodus 12:23, which you don't have to turn to because some of you don't have the Old Testament, but I'm going to share with you because some of you have seen the old movies of Moses. Well, let me share with you that God sent in Egypt the spirit of death that was going through the town. But he told them, and it was going to kill all the firstborn, because Pharaoh would not let go of the Jews because he was holding them captive as slaves, and God sent Moses to rescue them. But Pharaoh kept denying them, and God kept putting plagues and plagues and plagues upon them. So finally the Lord said, I'm going to kill all the firstborn of Egypt. And Pharaoh had a son, and his firstborn was going to be killed too. And the firstborn of animals, and firstborn of everything. So, God sent the spirit of death through Egypt. And the Lord told Moses to tell his people to kill a lamb and apply the blood. Take the blood and rub it all around the doors, the lintels of the doors, the doorposts. And as the spirit of death would go through the town, God would recognize the blood on the doors, and he wouldn't allow the spirit of death to go into the house to take the firstborn. Are you with me on that? So, Jesus Christ came also as the Lamb of God, as our sacrifice. See, when Jesus died on the cross, his blood that was shed for us, he cleansed our sins and brought reconciliation to God the Father and him. Jesus was the sacrifice for me and you. Now, the blood of Jesus, we speak it. Because, see, we no longer apply things. Because in the Old Testament, they used to do outward things. They had all these rituals and everything. But we don't do that anymore. Because God dwells within us. We are now the temple of God. We are now the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the blood of Jesus has cleansed our sins. And God doesn't remember them anymore. But I want you to know that you have power in your spoken word. You have life in your word. And you have death in your voice. So you can speak life or death. But remember, what you sow, what you speak, comes back onto you also. And what your deeds are too. So anyways, let's go back to the blood of Jesus. So if the New Testament is the ministry of the Spirit, it's the ministry of breath. So whatever we speak in faith happens. Amen. Now, what we want to do is we want to apply the blood of Jesus. And how do we apply the blood of Jesus? Remember, they applied the blood of the Lamb on the doors and the spirit of death went through and did not go into the houses to take the firstborn. So what we want to do is we want to speak it. Father, I apply the blood of Jesus upon myself, my home, my car, my children, my possessions, and my family members in the name of Jesus. Now, Father acknowledges that, and he sees the blood on those possessions, on you and your children, and the spirit of death will not come across. Okay? Now, we have to do this every single day, because every day is a new day. You don't wear your same clothes every day. You don't wear them to sleep, you take them off. Well, when you rest in the Lord, you take your armor off, because you're resting in Him. And you get up in the morning, you want to put your armor on, and you want to do this, you want to apply the blood of Jesus, you want to invite the Holy Spirit, you want to say Psalms 91. Okay? Now, number five. We want to surrender our will to God. Now, you can look up these scriptures, but you don't have to. Now, these are Psalms, which is in the Old Testament. But these are just reminders. You want to say, Lord, not my will, but your will. Remember, you used to say the our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive me of my sins as I forgive those who sin against me. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from the hands of the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. So what you're asking is, Lord, not my will, but your will be done in my life. So we want to surrender our will to him every day. Okay? And verse 6, ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit. In Luke, let's turn to Luke. Now, this is the Gospel of Luke. Luke. Let's go to Luke 11, 13. Luke 11, 13. And what does it say? If you then, being evil, this is the world. Now, God is talking about, this is Jesus speaking. And he's saying, look it. I know, see, when you're born into this world, you are born in the hands of the devil. All of us is born in sin, and all of us is born in evil. And the only way out, all of us is born in darkness. And the only way out is through Christ Jesus, because he is the light. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. And no one goes to the Father except for through Jesus. So, when you and I were born into this world, we were born in evil. We were born in the hands of the devil. All right? Like I said, the only way out is through Jesus. So the Father says in verse 13, he says, in chapter 11, verse 13, Jesus is saying, if you then being evil, well, he's talking about how we were in the world, how we were before we came to Christ. Now, we have mothers and fathers. Well, you know how parents give gifts to their children. Well, without knowing Jesus, they're known as evil. Because, see, the Bible says you either serve the devil or you serve Jesus. And people serve the devil and not even know it. So the Bible says here in verse 13, it says, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. So you as a parent, you know how to give good gifts to your children. Well, if you didn't know Jesus, we were considered evil. All right? And he says, if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Now, I encourage you, ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Every day, Lord, it's a promise from you. And we have a teaching on receiving the Holy Spirit, but I'm just asking you, ask, Father, give me the Holy Spirit. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Okay? And in step seven, fellowship with believers and attend services to learn what God has for you. Okay? Let's go to Hebrews so you understand. Hebrews 10. It's towards the back of the Bible. Hebrews 10. We're going to go chapter 10, verse 24 and 25. And it says, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Now, he says, do not forsake to assemble. Do not forsake to assemble. We need to fellowship with believers, because you're going to learn more. There's many questions that I'm sure you're going to ask. And the only way that you're going to get these answered quickly is to be around those who have learned. When I first came to Jesus, when he called me, when he chose me, and I accepted his gift, I hung around all those who were believers. I didn't hang around those who were learning. I hung around those who were learned. And I learned real quick, because my questions got answered quickly. I learned how to pray more. So I encourage you to get into a spirit-filled church. Get into a church where they're praying in tongues, where they're casting out demons, where they're laying their hands on the sick, where they're praying for healing. You want a spirit-filled church, one where there's praise and worship. Okay? Because you want the power of God. And without the power of God, you won't make it. You've got to have the power of God. And you get the power of God by being filled with the Holy Spirit. And remember, Jesus left you the Holy Spirit. He sent you the Holy Spirit that you could have fellowship. Holy Spirit is with us all the time. He'll teach us how to read. He'll teach us how to worship, how to pray. He'll teach us all the ways of God. Okay? Now, you can look up Ephesians 2:19 through 22 and 4:11 through 16. You can look those up and read them. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, number 8, it says, spend time in the Word to renew your mind, because the heart is saved, but the mind needs help. Now, since we're in Hebrews, let's back up a little bit to chapter 8. Chapter 8 and verse 10. And it says, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their mind, and I'll write them on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Ooh. See, so this is the new covenant. The Lord is not only doing this with Israel, but he's doing it with the whole world. Okay? So he's putting his laws in your mind. He's writing them in your heart. And he's putting his spirit in you. Praise be to God that you can have power. Now, and the next thing it says, the closer you get to Jesus, the more he will reveal his unseen hand to you. This is a glorious walk with truth, love, joy, and peace. Read all these scriptures given here, always asking in Jesus' name to understand. Now remember, as you heard me pray, I always ask in the name of Jesus. Now I want to give you confirmation on that, so let's turn to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 14, and verse 12 through 14. And it states, most now this is Jesus speaking. He says, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So we must always ask in the name of Jesus. Now you got to remember something. God moves on his time, and his ways and thoughts are much higher than ours. So when we ask something, hold to it, believe it, and it will happen. And it happens in God's timing. Okay, so let's just review the Welcome to the Kingdom of God card. Number 1, invite the Holy Spirit. Number 2, put the full armor of God on. Number 3, read Psalms 91. Number 4, apply the blood of Jesus. Number 5, surrender your will. Number 6, ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Number 7, make sure you have fellowship and get in Bible studies and you get in a spirit-filled church. Number 8, spend time in the Word so that your mind can be renewed. And faith comes by hearing of the Word of God. So See, I want you to look at something. You are made of three parts. You are made of a spirit, a soul, and a body. And your spirit man has just been born. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, your spirit man gets quickened. He gets awakened. It's like a sleeper has been awakened in you. And he wants to grow. Because you've been led by your senses, your flesh, and your soul. And you don't want to be led by that anymore because that's part of the world. You want your soul to be transformed. And you want your spirit to grow. And you want to have strength and power to say no to temptation. And you get that as God increases his presence in you and strengthens your spirit man. So, the word says that man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that comes out of the mouth of God. So if you look at the word of God as food for your spirit, you want to eat this food, spiritual food, that your spirit man can grow. You want to go to church services so that you can get filled with the Holy Spirit, because that represents his flesh and his blood. And the Lord said, you will surely drink of my blood and eat of my flesh. And that's representing the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. Okay? So look at the Word of God as the voice of God, but as manna from heaven, as food from heaven to strengthen your spirit man so that your spirit man can grow. Okay? Now, we already did Psalms 91. Now you have another sheet there, and it says prayer for deliverance. Now, there are certain things that we have done in our life. Our past. Now, I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer every single day for about 2 weeks. Okay? And the rest of the stuff I'm going to ask you to do every day until you feel the Holy Spirit unction you, until you get baptized in the Holy Spirit. These are just guidelines for you to prepare you. Because when you come to Jesus Christ, remember, you're not fighting flesh and blood. You're fighting powers of darkness. And the first thing they're going to want to do is discourage you. These evil spirits are going to come and attack you and discourage you. You'll find that if you're married, that even your husband will begin, or your wife will say, no way, I don't believe in any of this. Your children will reject it. You'll find that some of your friends are going to think you're a cuckoo. But let me tell you something. When God reveals the truth to you, you know. And no one's going to steal that truth unless you let them. So what you want to do is strengthen your spirit, man. And you want to get set free from all of these hindrances. And we get set free by what we speak. And we must speak the word of God. Okay? We must speak these prayers. We must fellowship with the Lord. Remember, spirit means breath. So when you speak it, that is breath coming out of your mouth. And you're moving the hand of God and pushing the powers of darkness away. Amen? Praise God. All right, let's grab the prayer for deliverance. And it states, I come to you, Lord, as my deliverer. You know all my problems, all the things that bind, that torments, defiles, and harasses me. I refuse to accept anything from Satan and loose myself from every dark spirit, from every evil influence, from every satanic bondage, from every spirit in me that is not of Christ Jesus, to leave now in Jesus' name. So what you're doing is you're commanding every evil spirit that's hindering you to leave you in the name of Jesus and to leave your body. Remember, your body is known as a house. And we want all the rooms in this house to be filled with the Holy Spirit and not evil spirits. Okay? The next thing it says, I confess that my body is a temple for the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed, sanctified, justified by the blood of Jesus. Therefore, Satan has no place in me and no power over me through the blood of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now renounce, break, and loose myself and all of my children from all psychic heredity, demonic holds and psychic powers, bondages, bonds of physical, mental illness, and curses upon me and my family line as a result of sin, transgressions, iniquities, occult and psychic involvements of myself, my parents, my ancestors, my spouse and ex-spouses, their parents and ancestors. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for setting me free. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now rebuke, break, and loose myself and all of my children from any and all evil, curses, charms, vexes, hexes, spells, jinxes, psychic powers, bewitchments, witchcraft, or sorcery that have been upon me or my family line from any person or persons or from any occult source. I break every soul tie that is hindering my growth to walk with the Master Christ Jesus, and am willing to receive all the blessings the Lord has for me. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Jesus, for setting me free. My Lord, I now ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit, that I may have the power to fight against the devil and to overcome temptation. I also ask to be filled with your love, compassion, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that I may be about my Father's business in truth and spirit. I ask this all in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, for answering all these prayers. Amen. Now, what you're doing is it's like somebody taking an axe to a tree. And you're the tree. And every time you're saying these prayers, you're cutting at the root so that you can be set free. So that you can be set free. So that axe, the Word of God, works as an axe, chopping around, going to the root, so that you can be set free and be about your Father's business. If you have fear, if you have sicknesses or diseases, you know, do you ever hear people talking about, well, my family has a line of heart disease or diabetes. Well, my brother and sister, that's demonic. Those are curses. Spirits brought down the line from family to family. But my friend, while you're praying this deliverance prayer, you're going to break them. Being bound by drugs and alcohol, if you have that in your family line, you're going to break them. It's that axe going to the root of all your ancestors and ancestral curses, breaking all of those that you get set free. So I encourage you to pray these until there is a breakthrough. Okay? Now, I know that some of this is kind of like hard for you, thinking, man, I got to do all this stuff, whatever. But you know what? It only takes a few minutes a day. And you'll find that the Lord will begin to reveal himself to you in a great and mighty way. My brother and my sister, you know, this time that you're going to spend on this earth is just like a one-night sleep. You're going to wake up one day and you're going to find yourself in front of the Lord. And he's either going to say, enter in my good and faithful servant, or depart from me, I don't know you. This world is being blinded by the powers of darkness. The ruler of this world is the devil. And the only way to get the veils off of your eyes and the hardening off of your heart and the deafness off of your ear is by receiving Jesus, walking with him, talking with him, fellowshipping with him, with the Holy Spirit, reading the Word of God, and assembling yourself with believers. You're going to find that certain TV programs you're not going to want to watch anymore. You're going to find that music you're not going to want to hear anymore because it offends your spirit. It's like somebody walking around who's pregnant. When you see that woman who's pregnant, if she smokes and drinks, you're going to say, man, why would you want to damage that baby? Well, you know what? What you see, what you hear, who you're around, is also damaging your spirit, man. So you want to feed your spirit, man, with the things of God. Okay? And let go and let God. Jesus paid the price for you. Allow him to do it. Okay? Praise God. Okay. Praise God. Now, I'm going to ask you to turn the tape over, and we're just going to go through daily confessions. And that I'll wind it up. Okay, so if you'd please turn the tape over now. I appreciate it. Okay, praise God. I know that this is a lot of information, but it's okay. You need to have this information. I have to declare the truth to you. I have to share these things with you. All right? So you can do it. It's just a little bit at a time until you learn the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And then you'll be on your own with fellowship with him. And it will work. You'll find God. Remember, the Lord loves you. He loves you. He chose you. And I want you to understand that we are a non-denominational ministry. Our ministry is true ministries, and we want to help everyone. And don't feel like you can't call or you can't write and ask for information. We do anointing services on Saturday night. We have Bible studies on Tuesday night. You can just give a call. We'd gladly help you. Okay, let's get back to this now. You have a sheet there called Daily Confessions. Now, these Daily Confessions are taken from the Scriptures of the Bible, which is the voice of God, and we're to speak them, right? Okay. So, the Bible says that the Word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So when you're speaking the Word of God, you're speaking light. Out of your mouth is coming light. And when you speak these, before you start your day, you've sent the Word of God ahead of you, established your ground that you can walk. All right? You know, and I'm not saying that it's going to be hunky-dory, because, you know, Jesus went through a lot of stuff while he was here, so it doesn't mean that you're not going to go through things. But now you're knowing the truth. Because what awaits you in heaven is awesome. You're going to reign with Jesus Christ forever. Soon you're going to be taken from this earth, and you're going to be with your heavenly daddy. Forever. And for what, when you think about forever, in the short time that we're here, I'd rather serve the Lord and have eternal life and be right with him. But you can have heaven on earth. You could have it right here. You could be fellowshipping with the Lord. You could be partying and having a great time in the Holy Spirit. Going to church, having the joy of your salvation. I mean, hanging around with believers. It's awesome. It's not religious. It's truth. Jesus came to bring truth. He didn't come to bring people in bondage of religion. It's not your works that save you. It's your faith in him. Okay? All right. Daily confession. The first one says, my God is able to do exceedingly abundantly far above all that I could ever ask or think according to his spirit that works in me. Wow. That's powerful. You're confessing it. Jesus is Lord over my spirit, my soul, and my body. Jesus has been made unto me wisdom, knowledge, understanding, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Lord is my shepherd. I will not lack. My God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I do not fret or have anxiety about anything, nor do I have a care. I put all my trust in Christ. I am the body of Christ and redeemed from the curse because Jesus bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases in his own body on the cross. And by his stripes I am healed. I forbid any sickness or disease to operate in my body. I command every organ and tissue of my body to function in the perfection in which God created it to function. I honor God and bring glory to him in my body. I have the mind of Christ and hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart. I am a believer and not a doubter. I hold fast to my confession of faith. I decide to walk by faith and practice faith. My faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Jesus is the author and developer of my faith. The love of God has been poured out in my heart by the Holy Spirit, and his love abides in me richly. I keep myself in the kingdom of light, in love, in the word, and the wicked one touches me not. I tread upon serpents and scorpions and over the power of the enemy. I take my shield of faith and quenches every fiery dart. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. I am delivered from this present evil world. I am seated with Christ in heavenly places. I reside in the kingdom of God's dear Son. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. I fear not, for God has given me a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. God is on my side. I hear the voice of the good shepherd. I hear my father's voice, and of a voice and of a stranger I will not follow. I roll my works upon the Lord. I commit and trust them wholly to him. He will cause my thoughts to be established and succeed. I am a world overcomer because I am born of God. I represent the Father and Jesus well. I am a useful member in the body of Christ. I am His workmanship recreated in Christ Jesus. My Father God is all the while effectually at work in me both to will and do His good pleasure. I let the Word dwell in me richly. He who began a good work in me will continue till the day of Christ. No weapon formed against me can prosper. I am more than a conqueror. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new in Jesus' name. So by confessing these confessions, this is the Word of God. You are speaking truth. You are speaking them into existence. You are speaking them and you are coming against the powers of darkness. You are confessing them. And as you begin to hear the voice of God, He'll begin to direct you in scriptures. He'll begin to tell you things. He'll begin to convict you in the things that you're doing that aren't good. And He'll bless you and pat you on the back and encourage you the things that you're doing right. I'm telling you, my brother and sister, it's an awesome walk. And it's essential. There's only one way home. And today's the day of salvation. Take it. Take this information. Use it for your help. You know, you can give somebody a gun. And if they don't know how to put the bullets in there and pull a trigger, what good is it? Well, look it. You have come to the Lord and you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And I want to give you something that's going to protect you. I want to direct you in the right way and in the truth. So I offered this audio tape to you. And these confessions, Welcome to the Kingdom of God card. All these pieces of material that I spoke about on this tape, if you get the tape and you don't have the material, call me or write us and we'll send it to you. We'll even send you a New Testament Bible. We want to help. Okay? So Father, in the name of Jesus, I apply the blood of Jesus upon this, on this seed that's been planted, Lord. And I ask that you'll encourage them, that you'll bring them up, that you'll empower them, and that you'll reveal yourself to them as you revealed yourself to me, Lord. I pray a blessing upon them, and I ask that you'll address them with your countenance, your presence, and your glory, that you'll teach them your ways and guide them in your path, and that you'll be glorified in the trophy that you've made of them. In Jesus' name. My brother and sister, I love you. And there's a great, great life ahead of you. Today's the day. Begin to walk in it. You begin to talk in it. And begin to call on your heavenly dad. He's not left you nor forsaken you. He's right next to you.